the point of controversy, and I think the point which is of greatest concern to many in the educational community and among many psychologists and educators, is the fact that most current assessment practices, including standardized tests, as well as many of the practices of teachers in classrooms, are grounded in outmoded theories of learning and knowing. One way of saying this is that we have developed a technology of testing which is rooted in a simple conceptualization about the nature of knowledge. We sometimes refer to it as the associative theory of knowing, where knowledge is essentially the accumulation of facts and procedures, discrete bits of information that collectively define what it means to know something in a given subject matter area. The result of that is we create tests that have lots of specific items on them which get at those bits and pieces of knowledge. We sample from the whole universe of what it is that a kid might know, and then we figure that that's a pretty good estimate of the totality of their knowing. Well, what's wrong with that? What's really wrong with it is that it doesn't do justice to all the research that we now have about what it means to really know and how people learn. In reality, the nature of knowing and understanding is really rooted in not just having discrete bits of information, but how that knowledge is organized, how it's connected together, how people are able to use that information fluently to solve problems, answer questions, recognize patterns. And it is that aspect of knowing that most current assessments fail to get at. And the primary reason is they weren't designed using that theory of knowing and the empirical knowledge that we have about how kids understand particular concepts and how that understanding develops to actually develop more refined and more sensitive kinds of assessment instruments. What we're saying is we have a much more detailed and rich and powerful theory of knowing, which gives rise to ideas for different kinds of observations that we would make if we wanted to get at what students really know. And it supports much more complex and much more interesting and diagnostically useful ways of interpreting that data.